I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
UFC Catholicism, Ultimate Faithful Catholics. We're also part of the MMA, Mother Mary's Army. This is this program's not right versus left. It's right versus wrong, and I am reporting for duty. Terry, what about you?
I'm reporting for duty. Jesse, I just finished an hour with Cy Kellett. It was wonderful with Gary Machuda. If people want to hear it again, they can go to our virginmostpowerfulradio.org website and get the podcast. Jess, I'm excited about today. I'm excited about every day the Lord gives me, because you know what? He's so good to allow us to be able to serve him each day. Today, before we get to the gospel, we're going to, after the gospel and Sheen, we're going to be talking about the science of the mask, that the effect on the lungs, it can be very bad. I spoke to a lady yesterday that her daughter got really, really sick because she spent 8 hours on a plane with a mask, and she got an infection from it. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about leftist proposed socialist communities to replace the police. What's that all about? We're also going to give you some good news. A sister, soldier, and surgeon speaks at the Republican convention, and she is a full-habit nun. Wait till you hear what she has to say. Also, Jess, this isn't good news, but I live in California. California churches fine thousands of dollars for singing and gathering in person. So more persecution for Christians in California, and so much more. But before we get into all of the good things, Jess, we love to get some soul food from the daily readings of Mass today. So open up your Bibles.
Absolutely. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 to 51. This is essentially our Lord Jesus Christ is warning us about the last four things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. He says, Jesus said to his disciples, stay awake. He's not talking about sleeping. He's talking about being vigilant of your soul, about living in a state of grace and not in a state of mortal sin. He's talking about the vigilancy of the soul, the interior life. He's not talking about staying up till midnight or something. For you do not know on which day your Lord will come. And by the way, here's where all these Protestants have gotten it wrong. Hundreds of Protestants throughout the Reformation, always saying that this is the second, this particular date is the second, and they've always been wrong. Look at what our Lord says, very clear. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of the night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. That's an important word.
Yeah.
You must be prepared. What does that mean? It means heaven is a prepared place by God for people that prepare. In other words, you don't get there by coincidence, like, oh, I just happened to stumble into heaven. No. Heaven is prepared, a place prepared by God for who? Prepared people. How do you prepare? We're always talking about it. Living in a state of sanctifying grace, we continue. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. The master's Jesus, we're the servants. And he's saying, when you die, if I come and I find you doing the right thing, you are blessed servants. That's what he's saying here. Blessed means you're going to heaven. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, my master is long delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Wailing, I want no part of that. That means you're screaming in pain.
Yep.
That means hell is a place of torture.
Yep.
This whole thing, I think it's just an eschatological gospel.
Mm-hmm.
especially those phrases, watch therefore. That's the theme of Matthew 24. It's addressing the glorious coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's addressing them at three levels. It's already occurred in the past historically. Christ came as the baby in Bethlehem, but also there was a historical judgment by Christ upon Jerusalem. And so that's an eschatological event that reminds us about the way the world is going to end, because Jerusalem is basically a microcosm of planet Earth.
Right.
The second thing we see here is there's a liturgical coming of Christ. If you went to Holy Mass today, the Lord Jesus came, parousia, in the Eucharist. So here too, Jesus Christ came in every Catholic church today, but those who receive Jesus Christ unworthily today in a state of mortal sin, they're already consigning their judgment to hell. That's what St. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 11, 27 to 29. You can actually be receiving the Eucharist, and if you're receiving it unworthily, what you're doing is you're basically sealing your fate in hell. The last thing we see eschatologically is that this verse talks about Christ's second coming. He's telling us we have to be faithful, be watchful, be vigilant if we want to inherit eternal life. In other words, we got to be like soldiers. Soldiers prepare for battle. Christians prepare for war to get to heaven. Terry?
Well said, Jesse. I'd like to bring the smartest guy in the room right now, Fulton Sheen, because the quote fits right in with the scriptures, and it's on obedience, which is not a very popular virtue right now in the church.
Yeah, look at our streets with Antifa and Black Lives Matter if you want to see a lack of obedience.
Yep. So here's what Bishop Sheen says. Obedience does not mean the execution of orders that are given by a drill sergeant. It springs rather from the love of an order and love of him who gave it. So in other words, our obedience is to Jesus Christ. And Jesse, I'm going to just tell it like it is. We're living right now among times where man is trying to tell us to do things that offend the divine will of God. For example, on abortion or same-sex marriage, things like that. That is going against God's commandments. And so we have to obey God rather than man. So obedience in the sense that an unjust law, in our perspective, is no law at all. Am I on to something, Jess?
Yeah, Terry, and the Protestants are really taking that Catholic principle to heart.
Yep.
Because the Protestants, in many, especially in California where you're at,
yep,
they're fighting vigorously against the Gestapo government in California,
yep,
where many of our leaders in California are, should I say, silent?
No, they're hiding under the bed, Jess. Let's just be honest. Don't say they're silent. They're scared. And they don't want, I mean, so here's my point. We need to pray for our leaders in our church. And this is not politically correct for me to say this, but my heart goes out to all the thousands of souls that need direction right now. So obedience, yes, obedience to God's will, obedience to his teachings. We shouldn't compromise on anything when it comes to God's teachings about our life, our, you know, anything that pertains to God. God's above any government. That's the last time I looked.
Yeah, Terry, and also what's important is in the book of Revelation, it actually says that there's one of the many sins that will keep somebody out of heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ says that one of the sins that will keep people out of heaven is cowardness.
Oh, brother.
Revelation 21, verse 8. If you're a coward in this lifetime, a coward for God, a coward for his son, Jesus Christ, a coward for the Catholic faith, the Bible says you will not go to heaven. Terry, St. Monica, pray for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to mention a little bit about St. Monica. Almost everything we know about St. Monica comes from her son, St. Augustine. At about the age of 16, Augustine fell in with bad companions and took a concubine, and he sired a child. St. Monica greatly desired that her son become a Christian, a return to the Christian faith, the Catholic, and for this reason, she labored long and prayed and pled and wept. And to her joy, Augustine was baptized in Milan by St. Ambrose at the age of 32. So he left at about 18, came back at 32. So he was gone for 14, 15 years. He prayed, pled, and cried to God. She died in nearby Ostia in 387, and Augustine praised God for his mother. He said the following quote at her funeral, quote, "Graciously, you heard her, and you did not despise her tears when they flowed down from her eyes and watered the earth beneath. In whatsoever place she prayed, graciously, Lord, you heard her." Saint Monica, pray for us.
Amen. When we get back, we're going to talk about the science mass possible. And also, we're going to talk about an army doctor at the RNC who became a nun. I love her line. She says, "I'm not just pro-life, I'm pro-eternal life," and much more on the Terry and Jesse Show. Don't forget, we've got that big debate coming up on the 12th of September. Father Benedict Rochelle, Scott Hahn, and Father Mitch Pacwa. And Jess Romero also did a special presentation on how apologetics brought him back to the Catholic faith. It's all on our website. If you go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call 877-526-2151. Jess, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you know where you're going to be this weekend so we could tell people?
Yep, I'm going to be in Napa, California, at a parish.
Great.
Yeah, so they're opening up out there.
Awesome.
And yeah. Hey, by the way, also, as a result of the book that I wrote, A Catholic Vote for Trump, I've been forced to get on Twitter because I'm getting a lot of people talking to me on Twitter. So I'm posting everyday stuff on Twitter to evangelize people. But here's what I posted right now.
Tell us.
I just put, the DNC had a habitless nun speak at their conference. The RNC had a fully habited Orthodox nun speak at their conference. I tweeted, whenever you see a nun take off her habit, she's going to give you balloons, banners, and butterflies and progressive rhetoric. Don't listen to her. She can no longer be trusted. Follow me on Twitter at Real Jesse Romero.
Awesome, Jess. When we come back, we'll give you some more information on following Jesus Christ and his bride, the church.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Sirach 11:24 says, "Do not say I am self-sufficient. What harm can come to me now?" According to St. Catherine of Siena, presumption is like vermin, burrowing at the root of the tree of our soul. If we do not uproot it with great care and humility, it will eventually destroy the soul. May God keep us from all presumption of mind and heart, and realize that we depend on Him for everything.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Love God, save souls, and slay error. That's Amen. The motto of the Terry and Jesse Show.
You got it.
So what's the science on the mask. What are the possible effects? Well, let me just go right to the experts. I'm not a scientist. I don't got a PhD. I don't got a master's in science. And so I'll go right to the experts. Here's what Stanford University says.
Yep.
Stanford researchers. Now, this is considered an Ivy League university, probably one of the most respected universities in the country amongst academics. So what do they say about this mask that we're being forced to wear? It says this. COVID-19 masks are estimated to reduce oxygen intake by anywhere from 5 to 20%.
Just the facts.
Is this microphone on?
Yes.
It goes on to say, okay, it goes on to say, get this. This is Stanford University, a secular university. Okay, it says, that's significant even for a healthy person. The mask, the COVID-19 N95 mask, can cause dizziness, lightheadedness. If you wear a mask long enough, it can damage the lungs. For a patient in respiratory distress, it can even be life-threatening. Well, what about the company that actually makes this mask? Yeah. Have you ever read what that they actually say about the mask? They're called airproducts.com. They actually make this mask, the one that the blue mask that most people are wearing, okay? So what do they say about the mask? This is a company that makes them. It says, quote, because there are no warning signs of reduced oxygen concentration, these environments are extremely dangerous. Mm-hmm. Effects of exposure to low oxygen concentrations can include giddiness, mental confusion, loss of judgment, loss of coordination, weakness, nausea, fainting, loss of consciousness, and death. And by the way, I have a box with the blue mask in front of me. I have it right here. I'm going to read what the side of the box says. Made by airproducts.com. So I'm reading from the box where these blue masks come from. They come like, I think, in a pack of about 50 or something. It says, quote, this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19 or any other virus or contaminants. So on the side of the box of these blue masks that Kevins and Karens are screaming at us, put on your mask, put on your mask. All the stores, you can't enter unless you have the mask. All the stores, guess what? The company that makes them, has anybody read this? Just read the side of the box. It says, this mask will not protect you against coronavirus or any other viruses. Terry, I mean, my head's spinning right now with the stupidity that we're seeing in our society. Terry, are you? Okay. So let me move on to the next topic, okay? I just blew a fuse right now. I just lost it. I want to talk a little bit about now the person who's running for vice president of this country. Yep. You know who she is. Kamala Harris. I'm just pointing this out in case you didn't know. Kamala Harris, who, by the way, you know, in America, we usually say that somebody's a black American when here's generally the way it plays out. Their family can be tracked specifically to Africa, and there's slavery within the family line. And generally, we also say black American in our country when they also grew up like in a black culture. We call that the ghetto. Kamala Harris fails on all counts. Kamala Harris grew up very privileged. She grew up in Berkeley. She grew up in Canada in a very, you know, upper middle class lifestyle with parents that were professional. She's probably seen the ghetto maybe on television, watching a movie or something. That's all she knows about the ghetto. And the fact is, my wife grew up in the ghetto most of her life. My wife, Anita, knows what the ghetto is. She grew up around 80% blacks all her life. Okay. So, but Kamala Harris, here's something else very interesting about her. Did you know this? Did you know that she received $81,000 from Planned Parenthood clinics that were caught selling aborted baby parts? Yep, that's Joe Biden's pick for vice president.
Just the facts.
Kind of predictable selection for the, a radical pro-abortion Democrat ticket, the most radical in our lifetime. Yeah, so Kamala Harris has been bought and paid for by Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you, they're going to wield, Planned Parenthood is going to wield incredible political power over this ticket, over Biden and Harris. Because whatever Planned Parenthood says, if Biden and Harris win, that's what goes with the Democrat Party, essentially. And Kamala Harris was Planned Parenthood's number one pick, according to the according to Operation Rescue President Troy Newman. And finally, the video evidence of Planned Parenthood's criminal conduct, you remember, which included profiting from the trafficking of aborted baby remains, many of which were obtained through the use of illegal partial birth abortion procedures and were submitted to Attorney General Harris during her tenure as the California AG. Guess what? She didn't prosecute Planned Parenthood. In fact, she went after David Daleiden and Sandra Merritt.
That's right.
The people that actually disclosed this hideous practice that was going on. Why? Because Kamala Harris has close ties to Planned Parenthood's organizations in California. And we know this because this is evidenced in a bunch of documents obtained by Operation Rescue while Kamala Harris served as the California Attorney General. And instead of investigating evidence that Planned Parenthood had committed crimes by cutting up and selling baby body parts, which is a crime, she turned her investigation against the, you know, Center for Medical Progress, run by David Daleiden, a good Catholic young man, and his team of journalists. Why? She did that in order to protect her large campaign contributors, which is Planned Parenthood. Again, in total, she's received about $81,000 as the California Attorney General. That flowed into her coffers from five Planned Parenthood affiliates. Terry, she's the worst thing that could have happened to this country.
Just think, Jesse, hard for me to actually think, but if she was the vice president of the United States, you don't think she'd go to bat for Planned Parenthood? Of course she would go to bat for Planned Parenthood.
Terry, she'll be the president because Joe Biden's not going to last 4 years. He's already suffering from dementia, and I'm not saying that to, I'm not making fun. I'm just saying you could just see in the last couple of years, he's definitely not as sharp as he was 20 years ago. Something's happening upstairs, and she will be, again, just the walk-in replacement if something happens with him mentally, which he's already tracking in that direction. Terry.
Yeah, Jess. Hey, buddy, I just got a call here. We got Eric in Ohio wanting to jump in on the conversation. I had to step out of the studio for a second. Eric, Terry and Jesse, what can I do for you, brother?
Well,
tell me, I'm all ears.
It's sort of a long question, but let me just please indulge me.
Okay.
You know, we've seen many articles have been published detailing how contrary Mr. Biden's views are to the Catholic faith.
Okay.
Why has his parish, diocese, or national church not publicly censored him? The absence of such action lends tacit approval to his claim to be a devout Catholic.
Right.
Now, how should I respond to a Biden supporter statement that they say, look, he can't be that bad. Even his own church doesn't say anything. Look, at the DNC convention, a Catholic nun and priest spoke openly for Biden as being faithful and devout.
Yeah.
With all that consecrated religious supporting him and the silence from church leaders, well, he can't be that bad.
Okay, well, we'll give you an answer. Yeah, let's get an answer for that. Go ahead. Hang on, Eric. Go ahead, Jess.
Okay, I'm just going to be very, very clear with you because we're all adults here, so we're not going to talk like fourth or fifth graders.
Nope.
The Catholic Church has been infiltrated by very bad people, okay? This has been something that's been ongoing for about the last 200 years. There's been a Masonic communist infiltration into the Catholic Church. In fact, if you say, Jesse, you're a nut, then you're going to call EWTN nuts because they put out a documentary which traces all of this. It's called A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Right.
So I'm not quoting some some right-wing organization. No, this is EWTN, and Father Mitch Pacwa narrated this. Watch it. It's for free on the internet. It's called The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. The Catholic Church has been infiltrated by Masons and communists. We are outnumbered right now, much like we were at the time of St. Athanasius in the 4th century, when 80% of the bishops hailed and said that Jesus Christ is not divine. And 20% said, you're crazy. He is one in being with the Father. Through him all things were made. Many of those that were holding to Christ's divinity were thrown in jail, like St. Athanasius. We're at the same time right now. Terry, you fill in.
Eric, I know you're gone, but I want to hope you're still listening. All I would say, in addition to what Jess said, is continue to always go with the perennial teachings of the church. If somebody comes and tells you homosexuality is approved by the church, you tell them, where's that in the catechism? Of course, it's not. But or someone tells you, yeah, you can have divorce. You know, we can marry as many. No, it's not there. Just look at the perennial teachings of the church. So feel confident that when you hear a priest, a bishop, even a bishop, a cardinal, who says something that's contrary to the perennial teachings of the church, reject it, pray for him. Because as a bishop, as a cardinal, someone in a responsible position, they need our prayers because they're obviously being misled, as Jess just pointed out, and they need our prayers. But don't ever just justify. If someone says, well, a priest said this, so what? We've got a lot of priests saying things. Is it consistent with what the Catholic Church has always taught? That's my next question. If it's a yes, great. If it's not, then he's what we call a dissenter, okay? And we've got a lot of those people dissenting from the magisterial teachings of the church. Here at Virgin Most Powerful, you're not going to get Jesse Romero's opinion or Terry Barber's opinion. You don't need that. We want to know what the mind of Christ is through his bride, the church. And sometimes we've had Judases in the church for 2,000 years. And as Jesse said, we're at that 4th century time when many of them are Judases, and we need to pray for their conversion. I hope that helped on that, Eric. Thanks for your call. Jess.
Yeah, well, clarity is always the best answer. And our Lord Jesus Christ told us in, it's in Matthew chapter 25, he said that the kingdom of heaven is made of sheep and goats,
yep,
weeds and wheat, good fish and bad fish. So our Lord has told us that within the church, there will be imposters right next to us, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
This is biblical. This is what our Lord told us.
That's right.
In the same net, he says, you got good fish and bad fish.
Of course.
In the same kingdom of God, you got sheep and goats. But he says, don't worry. Don't worry. One day I'm going to send my angels. It's called the particular judgment. It's called the general judgment. And I'm going to do the separating. Don't worry. I've got it covered. That's what our Lord says.
Up next, a very interesting article about leftist proposed socialist communities to replace the police. What's that all about? Well, when we come back, we're going to share that with you. I want you to be a high information Catholic on the Terry and Jesse Show. We'll be right back.
Got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest, I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, and I just want to call all the people, you know, I got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, 5 kids, and I thank you guys. Everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I
so
love it.
Out there.
Join VMPR live on YouTube September 12, 2020. For our latest free conference, The Ultimate Challenge. This exclusive virtual event will feature a brand new talk from Jesse Romero.
how apologetics brought me back to faith, plus never-before-broadcast video presentations from Dr. Scott Hahn, Father Mitch Pacwa, and the late, great Father Benedict Groeschel. Go to vmpr.org to register now and get ready to face the ultimate challenge.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Straight Talk Catholicism. Great article by Dr. Horvat, a friend of the show. It's called Leftist Proposed Socialist Communities to Replace Police. Oh, yeah, I want to move there, Terry. What about you?
Yeah, right. Give me a break. Hey, Jesse, before the article, I just want to make a comment that's an observation.
Gosh.
And that is, we see some situation 6 months ago, the economy was doing great, okay? People were working, people were doing all kinds of things, and then COVID-19 came in, and people were told they can't go to work, they can't do social things. I mean, it's just stopped them in the tracks, get tremendous fear into the atmosphere and the culture, and then say big government's going to be taking care of you because that's the only way you're going to be able to feed your families. It just seems to me the scenario that's set up, it's brilliant to take over a country without firing a shot at anybody, is get them scared to realize that they can't provide for themselves. So I just want to give that comment because when I read the article, I just said I see this as really being set up to make a change here in America, which I don't want to see. But let's continue. Let's get the article. But that's my observation up front. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Horvat is essentially saying that the left, they have a different definition of community from those people of faith. We have a different. So when we say community, Terry, we're not talking about the same thing.
No.
And that's what the article is essentially pointing out.
Yeah.
This whole defund the police movement, it defines the goals of the left right now, the activists. Because according to them, cops are agents of violence against the community.
Yeah, really. And
so their solution is to eliminate police because they're agents of violence. So all these leftists now, these alt defunders, they're very clear about their intent. They want to replace the police. But they carefully avoid the specifics about how their new order will be maintained.
Right.
But the one thing they're always using, they're always throwing that buzzword community-based, community-driven, community-centered, community outreach, community development.
That's a buzzword.
That's the magic word, the magic feel-good word that the left uses all the time that basically they want to use to replace, instead of using the word violence in society, okay? So again, the point is Dr. Horvat is saying that community means different things to people that are family, church-going people and to people that are on the left.
Right.
He writes this, most city officials see community as community centers, recreational activities, government aid schemes, and social or cultural programs.
Right.
These endeavors work inside the framework of local government and its bureaucracy. What leftists have in mind when talking about community are of self-governing forums in which residents might make local decisions that will change people's lives and neighborhoods. The left works inside these forums, mobilizing the masses to action. They call this community organizing.
Who was the number one community organizer, Jesse? He was the president of the United States. I can't remember his name. For eight years.
Barack Obama.
There you go. He was famous for that.
Yep, and he learned his stuff. He learned it from the playbook from Saul Alinsky's playbook, Rules for Radical.
You got it.
So to a conservative community, somebody, a person of faith, the community is a social unit of caring individuals united in purpose to further the common good. It's full of institutions, organizations, and as Edmund Burke called, little platoons that get things done organically inside the natural process of the social body. And most especially, Terry, the church is in amongst conservatives and people of faith. That's really where they get the essence of community.
Yeah, Jesse, you know, the communists always thought they could compromise America by a sexual compromise, by having immoral living. So the sexual revolution that turned society upside down by breaking the social links and carrying commitments and duties, it replaced them with do-it-your-own-thing individualism that preached the freedom to do whatever pleases to the person. Think about what the sexual revolution did to our African-American families when, before the sexual revolution, 80% of, or 90% from what Larry Elder said to me, that they were living with a husband, the kids that were being brought up by mom and dad. And after the sexual revolution, it was just reversed. Only about 12% of black children have a mom and dad at home. So that just shattered the family. And think what happened, Jesse. Who took the
place?
That was
shattered by the Democrat policies.
1964, when they said, you don't have to take care of those kids you're fathering, black or white or whoever. We'll take care of them. See, Jesse?
It affected the black community more than anybody else.
It did. And that's really sad, but I just wanted to give the facts on that. On the sexual revolution, and that really does compromise the family. Go ahead.
Well, that's Marxism. The sexual revolution was Marxism, and you see the three witches and
three witches
that are running
like that.
Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
They're avowed witches and Marxists.
Yes, they say it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm just saying something that they say about.
I know, but it sounds funny that you would say it that way, Jess. I mean, we're not. It's not common you call someone a witch.
Yeah, they're on YouTube saying that.
I know.
Witches. Yeah, and so. Marxism is basically to subvert the patriarchal family, as they say themselves.
Yep.
And here's what Horvath writes about the sexual revolution. He says, it turned society upside down by breaking the social links that carried commitments and duties. It replaced them with a do-your-own-thing individualism and preached the freedom to do whatever pleases the person. Marxist ideology also plays a role in the shattering of communities. Why? It introduces a class struggle narrative that pits one part of society against another. Mm-hmm. Just watch television and turn on what's happening in the different cities around the country. That's class struggle. That's class warfare. It shatters community. That's classic Marxism, what we're seeing.
Yes.
This was done on purpose. Dr. Horvath writes, Marxist ideology creates a culture of resentment and anger against all types of moral restraint. An appeal to community fragments will not renew society or minimize the role of the police. When family life fades, order breaks down. That line is gold right there. I'll say it again. When family life fades, order breaks down. Where the church loses her influence, like right now in America, crime, immorality, and corruption will thrive. So many police are needed today in certain places because strong communities no longer exist. So in their place are empty social spaces that need police to prevent the chaos of clashing wills, passions, appetites, emotions from destroying everything in its path. And so that's what you see. You see in ghettos, you see in barrios, a high concentration of fatherless homes. And so what happens, okay? Well, you need the police to be daddy.
Yep.
So the police is a surrogate father to try to keep the peace and try to prevent chaos and the clash of wills. And so what happens, the police get vilified because now the police sometimes, they actually have to use force.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have to put their hands on you because you're resisting. They actually have to put you down because you're going to pick up a weapon. Then all of a sudden, the surrogate daddy, the police in the ghettos and barrios and in these high crime places around the country, what happens? Now they turn on the police because you're just supposed to stand there like a statue, not say nothing. You're not supposed to break up fights. You're not supposed to break up riots or shootings or chaos. Just stand there and just look pretty with your uniform.
Jesse, I got to tell you, St. John Paul II said it even better than John. He said the way the family goes is the way the culture goes in his letter to families in 1994. I always bring this up to you, Jesse, because of your 20-year career as a police officer. And I bring it up because it's the truth. And that is, how many men and women are sitting in jail today that didn't have a mom and dad growing up? Jess, tell us.
Let me go to my long-term memory banks.
I got it in my head.
Yeah, because I wrote it in a book.
Jesse. Why do you think I'm bringing it up?
Yeah, because it's 85% of inmates sitting in penal institutions right now, penitentiaries, prisons, grew up without a father. 85%.
That's just the facts.
And so you can see that a person without a father, what's happening is because we have so many matriarchal homes, so many broken homes, what we're doing is we're raising a generation of monsters. I'm going to say it again. We're raising a generation of monsters. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Jesse.
All these shooters.
Yes.
All these anarchists. All these pyromaniacs. All these rapists and robbers. What's the definition of a monster? I'm looking at the dictionary right now. A monster. One who deviates from normal or acceptable behavior or character. A person of unnatural or extreme wickedness or cruelty. So I'm using the term property. When you break the family apart and you let the society raise the family based on secular values, you're going to raise what? A generation of monsters.
Jesse, the next level, though, is this. Those monsters that didn't have mom and dad to be disciplined together, now they go and they do stupid things in these riots. And then, Jesse, I'm going to have to say it. It bothers me to have to say the district attorney, when it comes time to prosecute these individuals for the crimes they commit, they let them out. So here's what's happening. They're not getting, their bad behavior is being rewarded. Am I onto something?
No, of course. Absolutely.
See, that's the problem, Jess.
Because there's no teeth to our law.
So they just go out and do it again.
Yes, there's no teeth to our laws. And here's what happens, and this is Catholic teaching, Thomistic principles, that the only way that you could have exterior order, you know, order in your behavior, in your exterior, is if you have interior order, which without interior order, a life of faith, a life of prayer, the moral conscience being formed by the word of God, without interior order, it's impossible to have exterior order. Terry, I taught confirmation for many years when I was in California, about 15, 20 years along with Eddie. Mm-hmm. And I would tell the students on the first day, I said, okay, I'm going to be with you guys for an entire year. You guys right now, you guys are all a bunch of monsters. I can tell. But the goal is through confirmation. At the end, I'm going to try to make you humans in a few weeks. And by the time the bishop lays hands, I want to make them Christians.
Awesome. We're going to talk much more about subsidiarity. The Catholic Church has an answer to this problem. We'll be right back with much more on the Terry and Jesse Show. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
By the way, I just signed a petition. LifeSiteNews.com has a petition to ask the government to take off the mask.
Yep.
Quit making us for. So go 60, to LifeSite. Yeah, LifeSiteNews.com. There's a petition against these mandatory masks that don't work. They don't work. They're cutting off our ability to breathe.
Yeah.
They don't stop the infection.
It's fake. I'm going to give a full disclosure. I wear the mask, but not over my nose. I have asthma. So as the Department of Health in the state of California says, there's exceptions. And so a lot of us don't need to be wearing those masks, even within the law of California. So when someone tells me that, I just say, I have asthma. I can't breathe. You want me to fall on the ground and then sue you? I don't think you probably want that. So I just think that and the good news on the COVID update is fewer and fewer deaths are taking place. We're opening Orange County. Schools are opening. So things are getting better in the sense that I think more people, there's an article on LifeSite News as you're going to sign that petition. It says, is COVID-19 not as dangerous as public health officials have been claiming? And Jesse, we already talked about how someone who dies of pneumonia is obviously already put into COVID-19. And we know how many thousands of elderly people die from pneumonia. Guess what happens, Jess? When you lay in bed for 6 months, that's the common thing that happens. You get pneumonia. Your body's not made to lay down 6 months straight. It needs to be getting up and moving. So I just want to point this out. I'm not a scientist, but I do read the science, and I'm thinking right now that we've been hooked by a political process that wants to get, I'll just be honest with you again, President Trump out. This whole thing smells like a rat to me, Jess.
Terry, right now, I think the Chinese are laughing at us. There's on the New York Post, there's an article and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And right now in the city of Wuhan,
yeah, where the
in
virus
China,
started. Yep.
It shows pictures of like thousands and thousands of young people in a concert.
Yeah, I saw it.
In
a merry-go-round
party.
Yep, I saw it. Yep.
Nobody's wearing a mask.
Nope.
They're all dancing next to each other. They're laughing at us.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, look at these Americans 6 feet apart, masked, 50 people inside the church. They're literally partying in Wuhan, China right now. And the pictures are all over the internet. And it's just when you look at it, we're going to be, when all this is
laughing stock,
we're going to be the laughing stock of the world.
I agree.
That we were played for fools. But I'll be honest with you, Terry and myself,
we haven't
believed this from day one.
That's right.
I know this is fake, okay? It's a flu. It's like any other flu. It's flu season. Some people get sick and die. Very few. I'm not worried about dying. I know where I'm going. I'm going to a better place. Who cares about this? The planet Earth. Planet Earth is what Donald Trump said about third world countries. I don't want to say it here because I don't want to.
No.
Planet Earth is a toilet compared to heaven. Why is everybody so afraid to die? Are you live in a state of grace, man, and welcome that homecoming and that victory lap? Don't be a bunch of cowards and say, I don't want to leave Earth. I don't want to leave Earth. I can't leave my plasma TV. I can't leave my ESPN. I can't leave my Zumba classes. Don't be a loser. K- Keep your eyes on heaven. Terry, I just had a meltdown.
You had a meltdown, and I love it. Hey, Jess, I promised people at the break about subsidiarity as being the answer to a lot of the problems. As the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. So it's right in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Just share a little bit about how we're supposed to handle problems locally rather than on big government. And this principle is not just Jesse Romero's opinion. It's my opinion because I base it on what the church teaches, okay? But what does the church teach, Jess? Because I think our listeners need to be high information to say, the church isn't looking for a big government. We're looking for problems to be solved by local people. They can do it better than big government. That's basically subsidiarity that the church teaches in the catechism.
Yeah, Terry, it's in paragraph 1883. It's like in five different parts of the catechism. Right. But 1883 is one of the five sections. It says socialization also presents dangers. Guess who the socialist party is in this country? Interesting. And the catechism says socialization presents a danger to the church. Excessive intervention by the state.
Could you repeat that one more time? Who does that, Jess?
What party wants to excessively intervene against our... Excessive intervention by the state can threaten personal freedom and initiative. This is what's happening right now.
That's right.
Put on your mask. Get 6 feet apart. 50 people in the church. Don't sing. Okay? It says, paragraph 1883, the teaching of the Catholic Church has elaborated the principle of subsidiarity, according to which a community of a higher order should not interfere in the internal life of a community of a lower order.
Yep.
Depriving the latter of its functions, but rather should support it in the case of need and help to coordinate its activity with the activities of the rest of society, always with a view to the common good.
Well, the principle
of subsidiarity is opposed to all forms of collectivism. What is collectivism? Why? Because subsidiarity sets limits for state intervention. Did you hear that, Governor Newsom? Did you hear that, Mayor Garcetti?
Yep.
Did you hear that, Governor Cuomo? Did you hear that, Michigan Governor? Catholic principle. This is why Catholicism is hated, by the way, Terry, because the church's teachings are so well thought out, even when we got bad people running the show in certain places, because the church has thought about these issues for 2,000 years.
That's right.
And they're so well thought out, Terry.
Yes, they are.
This poses a threat to the communists, to the Masons, to the socialists, and to the enemies of the church.
And you wonder why they want our churches closed, Jesse? You notice they don't want this catechism to be taught, because what you just taught on subsidiarity is really the answer to politics right now. And that is, again, we got to be able to handle our issues locally rather than on big government. And I got to tell you, I'm just going to be honest with you. Every time the government gets involved, look at the post office right now, Jesse. They're trying to give it more billions of dollars. Why isn't UPS? Why isn't American Express? Why aren't they asking for money, Jess? How can they do it privately on a smaller level and stay afloat? But government post office is always saying we're out of money. I'll tell you why, Jess. I'm going to be honest with you. No meltdown, I promise. I'm going to tell you why. Because, as I said, the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. When the government gets involved to do things, see, I believe the government needs to get involved with protecting the people, military, but they've overstepped themselves into personal lives. When the government starts telling me that I can't sing in church, the state tells me I can't do that, or when I can go to church, that's overstep. And I think that it's just we have to call it for what it is. And the Catholic Church, if you look in the catechism, is supporting a smaller government rather than a bigger government by subsidiarity. Just the facts.
Yeah, Terry, it's government's role is limited.
Yeah, defense. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know, it's essentially keep us safe from foreign enemies. We don't want to get overrun by communists or Islamists. And also keep us safe here from, you know, domestic enemies.
Yep.
Antifa, Black Lives. That's simple. And so the function of government is simple and it's limited. And the very primary function of government, Terry, is to keep us safe.
Well said.
And guess what? In blue states and in blue cities, they're not doing that.
Yeah.
And also, government is called to, according to the Bible, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 4, government is called to bring stability to the land by adhering to justice. That's not happening in blue states or blue cities as well.
And one more thing, I'm going to repeat what St. John Paul II said about governments. Governments that legalize abortion, they're a tyrant state. So what government is trying to legalize abortion? What side of the fence? You know what it is, everybody. I don't even have to say it. But no, true. And what does the saint call it? A tyrant state? And again, we have to stand up for the unborn. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Tyrant, by the way, if some people say, what's that? It means dictator.
Dictator.
That's what tyrant means, but dictator.
But think about the next 4 years, we're going to have some more picks for the Supreme Court decision. Who do we want on the Supreme Court decision? You got to pick your president that's going to be the guy that makes that decision. And I got to tell you, we know on one side who they're going to pick. They're going to support Roe versus Wade. They made it very clear. And the other side said, no, I'm going to do what I've been doing for the last 4 years, picking pro-life judges. So here's the question, myself, for me, and it'll be for you. Am I going to vote with my Catholic moral conscience, or am I going to pull my wallet out and say, hey, I want him to pay my rent. I want him to pay for my gas in my car, because if they'll do that, I'll vote for you. Well, can I tell you something? And go to hell. I mean it, because what's going to happen is we are going to be supporting someone who's going to be killing unborn babies. They're going to be supporting the state to be your nanny. That's not Catholic teachings. Catholic teachings are what we just said about subsidiarity and being protected of life. And I'll give one more quote.
Protected from the state, Terry.
Exactly.
The state could become tyrannical.
And that's what St. John Paul II called us in America. Who is he talking about? We know. Those who for abortion.
Right now. Exactly. That's
all right, I'm done, Jess.
Yeah, because he wrote that. He wrote that in the context of about abortion.
He did. It was his human
governments
life.
Governments that legalize abortion are a tyrant
evangelization,
state. St. John Paul II. Yep. One more time. Governments that legalize abortion are tyrant states. St. John Paul II. Who's he talking about? I'll let you figure that one out.
It's not too hard, friends.
It's not that difficult.
So, and you know what? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
the saint said this, Jesse. Yeah, we're both having a meltdown. But that same saint said, deepen your knowledge of Jesus. This ends loneliness. It overcomes sadness, uncertainty. Right now, don't be afraid. St. John Paul says, give real meaning to life. It curbs the passion, exalts ideas, expands energies and charity. Bring light into your decisive choices. Let Christ be for you the way, the truth, and the life. Not any party. Vote with your Catholic pocketbook. What do you mean? Your spirituality. Life is sacred. So I just want to just end, Jesse, by asking everybody to pray for our country. We've got the five stones, Jesse. It's so much.
Here, this is important here.
Yeah, hit it.
You and I, we're Roman Catholic Christians.
Right.
And when we die, we'll continue in eternity
to be
Roman Catholic Christian children of God.
That's right.
You and me are Americans. That's going to end at the grave.
You got it.
We're not going to be Americans.
Well said,
in heaven,
Jesse. Well said.
Terry, I'm a conservative. I won't be a conservative
I'll be
in
honest.
Heaven. That'll be it'll end.
Yeah.
I'm of one political party. Yeah. That's going to end when I die. The only thing that's not going to end is that I'll always be a child of God, because that happened through the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. My party affiliation, conservative, American, that all ends at the grave, Terry.
Jesse, what state should we be living in then, brother?
Not the state of confusion, not the state of despair, not the state of depression, not the state of mortal sin, but the state of grace. Get holy or die trying. Become a saint. What else is there to do with your life?
Well, up next on Virgin Most Powerful is Dr. Sandoval's show. Hey, he's a great psychiatrist and a great Catholic. Get it from our website at Virgin Most Powerful.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to Thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou Thyself maintain them in holiness. O Divine and Great High Priest, may the power of Thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.